Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, away we go on a Wednesday podcast. Al, hello.
Oh, hi, Jerry. I just want to give a quick shout-out, Jerry, someone who enjoys the program.
Okay.
Both Boomer and you. Shout-out to, on Twitter, Box Eating Dad wanted to say he likes the show.
What does his Twitter page look like? Holy cow.
Box Eating Dad.
Okay.
Just wanted to, get that out of the
way. I wonder if he's got kids of age.
You know, I said, because he wrote to me on a DM, like, oh, I go, thank you, Box Eating Dad. And he goes, I don't even have kids. Just, you got to keep them guessing out.
That's actually pretty funny.
I said, yes, you do. There was a guy who had written to me about, he direct messaged me about one of the podcasts I was doing with either Eddie or CeeLo. I think it may be Eddie, about regrets in life and that sort of thing. And this was a guy, I think I told you he moved to South Dakota.
Yeah, we talked about him yesterday.
You were talking about him yesterday, yeah. That he moved to South Dakota where the winter, it's a 26 below
right.
When he was out walking his dog. Well, he wrote me back to say he heard the podcast, and he has since, I just love this line. He goes, I moved back to Buffalo because of the bad winters.
Oh, my God.
Imagine a place where you feel like, I mean, that's what life is, all perspective, right?
100%.
So
people think where we live is warm.
Right. He now probably thinks, from going from the South Dakota winters, which I had no idea were so horrendous, and now he feels like he's back in a reasonable
Hawaiian tropics of Buffalo.
Yeah, like he feels like, finally, I got to get back to where the winters are reasonable.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy, isn't it?
And we think about Buffalo
as Siberia.
Yeah, it's like having these just horrendous. Do you consider us having bad winters or no?
No, not at all, actually. Yeah. And even this winter with snow three times maybe was relatively mild, and it's over. I mean, if you look at the long-range temperatures, doesn't mean we won't get rain. It doesn't mean we won't get a flurry or two. But the temperatures are not cold enough to warrant any type of winter storm any longer. Going now really through March, which they project through, winter's over. So, no, I don't. What I don't like as I get older, and our hours are a part of this for sure, I hate going outside at 3 o'clock in the morning and it's 26 degrees out. It takes a couple of minutes for the car to get warm. I don't like that I got to park three blocks away and walk when it's 24 degrees out and the wind's blowing in your face. I don't like the cold. That's all.
Yeah.
But I don't think our winters are terrible, but they're not. You know what they're not? Phoenix, like where we were for the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, and like the winters too, like when it's cold and it's raining, I feel like we get a lot of rain here.
Oh, we do. We get a lot of rain.
Even if it's not like a full-on downpour, it's like, I feel like it's always...
It's ugly.
It's always some type of moisture falling from the sky.
And it's very gray.
Very gray.
And gray is depressing. I don't care what you tell me, which is why we've talked about Seattle in the winter and why they have their issues with suicides and everything. It's a dark place.
I remember when I was in Seattle, we went there the day before we were going on our cruise to Alaska.
Yeah.
And we flew to Seattle first, and it was leaving, I guess, out of the Seattle port, whatever it is. And I remember it was in the summer, had to be June.
Gorgeous, probably.
June and July. It was gorgeous, yeah. Jerry. And we were driving with the Uber driver. I said, man, this place. And the guy goes, that's the mistake you all make. You visit here in the summer, and then you move here.
And you think it's amazing.
And it's a disaster.
Yeah.
The overwhelming amount of time of the year. It's like 2 months they had. Like, it was like July and August where it was like nice. And then
that's
just
horrible.
A mess.
I mean, you're going to talk about a place I have never anticipate moving to. I mean, for a job, maybe. But we're talking, I don't even know what job it would be.
Play-by-play of the Seattle
Seahawks?
Supersonics.
Oh, the Sonics if they come back?
Yeah.
Okay. My wife ain't going to Seattle, though.
Right. That'd be a harder one to convince people.
Could I get her to Charlotte? Maybe. Orlando? Maybe. Miami? Sure. Maybe Phoenix and another. But, like, Seattle?
Remember no. Danny from K-Rock?
Yeah, of course.
She's been in Seattle for...
Has she really?
Probably...
That's a great rock
15
radio
to 20 years.
Town, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
great rock radio town.
Hey, listen, if I was single, would I do it? Maybe. You know, I might for the job for... I might go try it for a couple of years, but with a family, I don't want to go somewhere it's going to be raining and miserable for that long.
You'd have to get yourself a lot of cool rain gear.
You think?
Like the best boots, the best rain pants.
I don't want
pants.
Rain gear. You know what I want? Suntan lotion and sunblock.
I love a good suntan lotion,
I like
lotion,
shorts
Jerry.
And a collared shirt with short sleeves. Yeah. That's what I like. By the way, we were both right yesterday.
Which
so
way?
I did pick up Joseph, went at school at whatever time it was, and went right to the golf course. We went to Pebble Creek Golf Club in Colts Neck. And got there, and it was beautiful out. I'm not going to say there wasn't a cloud in the sky. That's not true. But the sun was shining, mix of sun and clouds, 63 when I got out of my car.
Really?
We teed off, got right out, like immediately. Teed off, wonderful. Second hole, beautiful. Third hole, not as sunny. Fourth hole, a lot of clouds. Fifth hole, misty. By hole 9, misty, and I would say 52 degrees, which is not terrible.
But it changed.
But an 11-degree drop.
It changed on you,
and
Jerry.
It went, and when we drove home, we wound up playing, I think, 12 holes, I think it was. On the drive home, it started to pour.
Mm.
So it was. We got it in, and it was fun, but, man, it was...
It changes.
It was a very drastic change, very quick. And windy. It got windy.
It changes quickly around here in the winter, Jerry.
It does.
Another thing that a fellow from South Dakota wrote to me about, and when we were talking about...
What's his name, by the way? Did you write that down?
I do have his email. He was just... he was a very reflective man. And I guess because of the podcast I did with Eddie, I was being very reflective about, you know, choices you make in life and things like that. His name is Christopher.
All right, Christopher.
So Christopher had previously in the email said to me that... and he's right, that there's a... They say, like... Something like 85 to 90% of the things we worry about don't happen.
Okay.
So how much time,
we
and
spend
I'm very big on this.
Wasting time worrying about things?
About things that are never going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So just a very simple example, I think, Gio had brought up how he spent the week leading up to today worrying about his dog was not going to behave, his dog was going to be...
Had anxiety.
Yeah. And it didn't happen. So all that time was wasted on worrying about something that didn't happen.
Right.
And that a lot of that is the case. I'm huge on that.
I know that.
I waste a lot of time.
Anything you schedule out, once you get to within a week, you're consumed by it.
Get consumed by it,
And then it usually works out quite well. You actually have a good time a lot of those instances, and you just wasted a lot of anxiety, time, and brain power.
Yeah. So this guy, Christopher, who wrote to me, said that he read the Matthew Perry book.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Perry, who recently passed from Friends. And he said that was a guy who spent a lot of time worrying about he turned every little thing into a problem. To which this guy who wrote to me said he's starting to read the book, and I actually think I might purchase this book and read it.
Okay.
Called The Catastrophic Worrier.
Yeah, that's you.
It's about how you take small things.
And make them bigger than they are.
Yeah, and worst case scenario, everything.
Yeah, that's you.
But I know all this already, and I still do it, so I don't know that reading another book or reading a book on it would help.
It's just going to confirm what you think.
Yeah.
Honestly. Like, you know everything about yourself. You just either refuse to change or can't change.
Yeah.
And it's probably the truth is probably somewhere in the middle there. Like, something holds you back from allowing yourself to go.
They say sometimes, like, you have to get to the absolute bottom point where you can't take it anymore before you change. For mm-hmm. some people. And I think I'm probably one of those people. Like, I would.
What would be the bottom point?
I don't know.
Your life's not changed. I mean, aside from the loss of life within family, which is going to happen to everybody. There's nothing you can do about that.
Right. But even the loss of life in family for older family members mm-hmm. is understandable.
It's part of life.
Part of life. I'd be very thrown off probably if a younger person passed.
For sure. No question about it. It throws a lot of people but that can send you on a downward spiral that you don't come back from.
Yeah.
In certain cases. I guess my point is, you are very set in your life, your home situation, your relationship, your job. And if you really think about the last 5 years, how is today different? Aside from having the dog, which you didn't quite have yet.
I've had the dog almost not quite 4 years.
Right. Like, how has your life changed?
Yeah, I don't know. Not too much.
I don't think it has.
Right.
So I don't know what would actually happen in your life that would trigger that rock bottomness. I think rock bottom for you is going to be the day you walk out of here, and it's not rock bottom. I think it's basically turning the page and getting away from part of what you don't like and part of what you do like. It's just kind of what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I do think about that sometimes. Like, it's the same.
Yeah, and I can't fathom living like that.
Yeah.
You know, it works for you, good for you.
But does it work for me?
I don't know.
If it drives me crazy. Right, I do it every day, but I'm still not sure if it works for me.
I don't know.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Like, I, you know, I'm sitting, I actually thought of you yesterday because when we were driving home, my son said to me, because, you know, can we go tomorrow? I'm like, no. I'm like, it's February. We just got, we're good. Like, I said, plus I got to take you for a haircut after school. I said, plus we got dinner plans at 6:00. And, you know, he really is. He's a good kid. And I said, no, that was the end of it. And then I'm feeling guilty. I'm like, all right, let me think. Like, if I get him to his haircut, I tell Ryan to go quick. We could be out of there by 3:00. If I have the clubs in the car, we could get there by 3:25. We could get 9 holes in, be done by 5:00, home by 5:30, quick shower, out the door at 5:45, meet my parents a little late at 6:10. I'm like, you know, I could do that. And I thought of you. I'm like, could you imagine if I ran this scenario by Al?
No.
He'd be thinking about it all morning. Like,
yes.
How am I going to... But to me, it's fun. Like, and it's not chaotic. I don't like chaos. But I like a schedule, and that is very scheduled. I'd have to keep to it minute by minute to make sure it worked. There's a sense of, like, accomplishment when you have a great day. Like yesterday, for instance. Yesterday I went home. I did watch TV because I wanted to watch the Law and Order from the other night. I did finally watch Sam Waterston's final episode. So it was 1 hour. All good. Took a 30-minute nap, went and got him. We went and played golf. I got home. I made him dinner. Took a quick shower, got changed, got in the car, had to go to the bubble in Marlboro. We had baseball practice from 7 to 8:30. Got home at 8:30, got changed, put the Knick game on at 9:02. I'm like, man, that was a day. But
yeah,
to
you felt like...
I felt like I accomplished a lot today.
Yeah, and you know what? On occasion when I do run into those days, and they're few and far behind, mm-hmm. between by design, on the rare occasion where a lot of things run together in one day, I do feel like, boy, I really did a lot of things here today, and it went fast and it moved along.
Yeah, so and it's fun.
Yeah,
fun's different for everybody, but for me, it's being busy and active and engaging with my kids, and I just think it's a blast.
Yeah, and I like to blame the dog for, like I said, like if the dog's home all day and then I come home from work, I don't like to then leave the dog again. But when I lived in Matawan, I did not have a dog.
Right.
I had the same stuff.
You didn't go anywhere.
I went downstairs to the gym.
Okay.
And back upstairs.
Right. You did your 30-minute workout, you're back upstairs, you shower, and now you're back at it.
Here I'm back, right.
Which was nothing, looking out the window.
Yeah, so I don't know what... you know, I know I put it on the dog, but I don't think it's all that much different than when I didn't have a dog.
What would you say is, like, if you asked me, aside from, because we're still working, so aside from traveling nonstop, which I would love to do, I really would. I would love to island hop. I think that would be fun, but that's not realistic right now. If you asked me what my favorite thing in the world to do is, right now, it would be take a vacation with my wife or more the family and play golf with my boys. I just think it's, for me, it's phenomenal. I love it. If I asked you, what is your favorite leisurely thing to do, it would be what?
I would say going to dinner on like a Friday night.
Okay.
And,
All right, let me rephrase it.
Yeah, yeah.
What is your favorite leisurely thing to do if work wasn't an impediment? It didn't impede you from doing it. You still got to go to work.
Right.
But let's just say your hours were, you have to work. Let's say your hours were 8 to 2. So you really slept like a normal human being, but you were still home by 4:00. So it wasn't, not the 9 to 5, but even 8 to 1. Like What do you love to do that you don't do on a daily basis or a weekly basis or even a monthly basis? Go to more shows, like more concerts? Is there something you want to play tennis? You just don't have a partner? Is there something you like?
No, I like fiddling around with the piano a little bit.
Okay, so it's playing an instrument.
But it's like what Gina says, all the things I like to do are...
alone.
Yeah, that's what she's right. Like, I like to fiddle around with the piano by myself. I do like to go to dinner.
I do, too. I love going out.
Yeah.
I do.
I do love, but again, this is like a really a solo thing, too. When I get up early on like the weekends,
yeah,
to make a coffee and just sit there and enjoy a coffee with some cookies, Jerry.
I'm living. No, I love
live.
The one thing I do love about Saturday and Sunday morning, too, when I'm not traveling, is setting the alarm for 6:15. I know everybody's sleeping until 10, and you make the cup of coffee. I read the Post. I do whatever work. It's just, it's peaceful. It's quiet. My father-in-law, who unfortunately passed away a few years ago, used to talk about that too. Like, you'd work so hard all week, and he would get to that Sunday morning. He used to get up really early at like 5:30, a little even earlier than I was talking about. And he's like, it was the greatest time of my week. It was just peaceful and quiet. Make my cup of coffee in the summer. He'd go sit outside as the sun's coming
up. Yeah,
I agree. But that's not a leisure. I'm talking about an activity.
Yeah.
But I guess for you, it's playing the like playing an instrument, which is great.
Yeah, you would think I'd get much better at it for that being my solo thing. But I really haven't. I think I'm pretty much where I'm at.
You're at.
But I still enjoy playing around with it.
Okay.
Or just listening to, like, I don't know. I really enjoy my commutes and listening to podcasts. I enjoy that.
But even to say everything is by myself, you know what? You're a single guy. I know you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
You're not married. You don't have kids. Like, of course those are going to be the things you like.
Right.
How would they not be? Like, you could want to play golf. I know you're not interested in that. But, yeah, that's, I don't know.
Yeah, one of my leisurely activities used to be, I used to love going to, like, record stores. Interesting record stores to find things. But now you find anything you want on YouTube or whatever. Like,
everything's out there now.
Right, where I used to have to, like, hunt down, like, Bruce Springsteen live outtakes. And
sure.
Now they're just at the tip of my...
anything you want, instantly.
Yeah, instantly. This is, like, right there.
So if I defined Eddie as, like, a hiker in his spare time, I guess you would be a pianist.
Pianist.
Yeah, right? I mean, that would be...
I guess
what you're striving to do more of.
I guess that's what I'm. Yeah, that's what I enjoy doing. Yeah,
I really think you should open the coffee shop.
Yeah,
I do. And you put a piano in there. And maybe you're the entertainment. I don't mean every week, but I mean from time to time, you sit at the piano whenever you want.
Gina said, you know, I bought this espresso maker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you know, and then you make your espresso drink. She goes, you don't even realize you're practicing for a coffee shop.
It might be.
Telling her the different things, like, it's too much water in the Americano. Do-do-do.
And it could be the type of thing that you might look back and be like, why didn't I do this earlier?
Yeah.
Like, you know, and I'm not saying just quit your job and open it. I know you need to be there and you need to control it. But you could do it in a way where, you know, you're certainly there on the weekends and you get some, I don't know who the hell you would trust, but.
Right.
Someone to run it in the morning. That's the problem. You really would actually have to be out of here.
I actually feel like I'd be better off of being the person where, like, I retire from radio at 60, right? Then I go work at a coffee shop for, like, a single-owner coffee shop, not one of these chains. A single-owner coffee shop where I become the guy who's there first thing in the morning that they trust.
That they trust.
To run the
joint.
Which
is all good. The only thing... that you don't want to have to deal with is you're still answering to someone who from time to time, and maybe only once or twice a year, they wake up on the wrong side of the bed or had a fight with their wife, and no matter what you did, you disgust them. they're going to give you crap that day because essentially you're still the employee.
Yeah, or I'll be looking at it like, I should be running this place.
I don't think it would take you long
to
realize you could be running that place.
Yeah. Oh, the smell of coffee, Jerry.
Yeah. I mean, really think about how, I don't want to call it easy. It's not easy, but I mean, you're making coffee. You know how to do that.
I do know how to make coffee. Yep.
You know, it's a matter of getting that place and making it look the way you want and making sure you can make enough money to support it.
Right.
And you have no interest if you didn't have to. I'm not going to ask you. Never mind.
What's that, Jerry?
No, and it's a stupid question. I was going to say, like, you have no interest, even if you weren't working anymore, in going to games or doing anything like that.
I think I would have more interest because...
If you weren't around this every day?
No. Also, I just think the with the work schedule or anybody's work schedule, like the going, getting to and from things, like games, yeah. When I have to be up early the next day or even in two, like, if you, I don't know, I just, I think when that part is out of your life, you're more up for, like, that's what I used to be when I was younger. I'd be like, you know, to go somewhere, to go to a concert. I knew it was going to be a pain in the ass get in and out of MetLife Stadium or Giant Stadium to go to a Bruce Springsteen show. But whatever, I was going in because what I was going to experience was going to be well worth the mm-hmm. hassle.
Yeah, sure.
Now the hassle has taken over. So the hassle is going to be much worse than the enjoyment of yeah. going to the event. And right. I think that gets reversed if you don't have
hours
daily work.
Yeah, well, for sure. And also the fact that Fridays for you are going to be ruled out because you're exhausted from yeah. the week. Sunday's 100% out because you got to get ready for the week. And Saturdays, you kind of have your routine right. and you don't want to waste your weekend.
That's right. I mean, I have really put myself in a box, Jerry.
Yeah, well, we've talked about that.
Yeah.
This we know.
I mean, I am in a box. Maybe I'm going to get this book, The Catastrophic Warrior.
Who wrote it? Anybody of note that
no,
we know?
No, nobody of note. It came out, and I looked, in January 2023.
You ever think about, I'm serious about this. You ever think about writing a book in your spare time?
No.
And making that a hobby?
Just writing a book.
Like, why not? Like, if you had something, even if it was like your life in radio, your life in isolation, or what, just like, you know what I
your
mean.
Your life as a prisoner in your own home, something like that.
I, from the standpoint of, even if you sold 1,000 copies,
yeah,
and you made $8 or $9 a copy, it's well worth your time, and
it
I
is.
Think it's cathartic.
It would be cathartic.
I think it's very good for you.
Yeah,
you know, like I, no joke, a friend of mine said, you know, he's got kids that are a 3-year-old daughter and a 6-year-old son, and he signed up to coach his son in baseball this year, and so he's the coach. He's already he's got his team. And he's already getting emails left and right. He's like, it's team, maybe it's clinic, coach pitch, might not be T-ball. But he's already getting emails about practice here, what yeah. a uniform. And he, you know, reached out to me. He's like, how did you do this for 14 years? Like, help me. I'm like, Mike, it's going to be just fine. Don't worry. And he's like, do you ever think about writing a book? Like, as a guide or just your stories? He goes, you'd be surprised how many people would be interested. I'm like, one, I don't have the time right now. Maybe down the line. And then I'm like, two, how much are you going to make? And he literally laid it out that way to me. He goes, if you sold, he goes, how many calendars you sell? I'm like, oh, about a, this year, not so many, but last year, almost 1,000. That was pretty good. He goes, all right. He goes, if you sold 1,000 books and you made $8 a book, he goes, you'd profit $8,000. He goes, is that not worth your time to sit down and just get those stories onto paper or on a screen? He goes, you might like it. And I'm like, huh, it'd be good for you.
Hmm.
Like, what do you have to lose?
Nothing. Jerry, time, and I don't have it. I just don't have the free time you're talking about.
Have you not listened to the last 25 minutes?
Oh, right. Oh, that, Jerry. I see what you're saying.
That's funny.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program. I got to get this dog out of here.
She was very good. She really was.
She behaved herself as I thought she would.
Very much so. She was great.
And tomorrow's Thursday.
It is,
we'll be
yes.
back. And then it's Friday, Pizza Friday for me. Very excited.
Pizza Friday. I'm very excited. My pizza, man.
Pizza Friday in the house. Hi, Jerry. So,
yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.